When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Oh, well, you cut it with a mower, you know, mow it down, then you rake it up with a rake. Then you used to just haul it in loose, you know, we put it in chunks, then haul it in with pitchforks and put it in the barn. But now they got a new method, they bale it, you know, they cut it and rake it and bale it. Quite different.
Do you know any names for small piles of hay that are raked up in the field? Sometimes raked up.
They call that the windrow.
Windrow.
Yes. Wake it up, put the windrows, and then shock it with pitchforks, put in good sized shocks. Now they just windrow it and run the bale over it. It bales it up.
So they do it much different now than they used to.
Oh yeah, so much faster.
Okay. If you had cows, what would you call the place where you keep them? The shelter for cows.
Well, you'd call it the barn or a cow shelter.
Okay. What about the places where horses would be kept?
Well, they're pretty much the same thing.
You would call it differently where horses were kept or cows?
Well, they usually, back in the beginning, several years ago, they kind of run together, you know, in the same lot, grew up and come down in the same barn pound. And they call them corrals, I believe, in some places, or something like that.
Oh, kid, besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you could milk the cows outside?
Well, no, they usually just milk them, have a feed trough, maybe on the outside, and put the feed in there and milk them while they're eating. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, of course, they have them in the barn, in a shed, or a stable. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had hogs and pigs, where would you keep them? What would you call the place where they would be kept?
Well, you'd just call it what you call a hog pen. Yeah, they'd build a pretty good sized pen, baby, and then build some shelters on there, you know, and keep them dry where they can lay in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days when they had refrigerators?
Well, they'd keep them in what they call the spring houses. Spring, you know, some places they'd build a shelter over the spring, you know. Mm-hmm. People sitting in there, fix a place.
Ah, I see. Okay, do you remember if there were any troughs near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough where you set jugs and pots of milk and butter to keep them cool?
Yeah, they fix places like that.
Did you call that anything in particular?
Well, no. They didn't call it a trough to keep milk in is all I know, and butter.
Okay. What do you call a place around a barn where you let the cows and mules and the pigs and the other animals walk around?
Well, it's called the barnyard.
Barnyard.
Yeah, barnyard.
Okay.